And now the Exit Coach Radio Show proudly presents the All-Star Review, a compilation of one-minute highlights from past guests. Hear more one-minute highlights and full interviews from these guests at ExitCoachRadio.com.
This episode of the All-Star Review features members of the Orange County Chapter of SCORE, an amazing group of individuals that are helping out business owners of all sizes. Check them out at www.scoreoc.org.
Here's your one-minute business succession and exit planning tip of the day with Bill Black, the Exit Coach.
We've all heard of SCORE, but what is it and how does it help? Here's SCORE 114 District Director Dennis Wright.
SCORE is an organization made up of currently 330 chapters across the United States. About 12,000 volunteers. None of us get paid. We'll do what it is we do because we just love to do it. People have gotten involved in SCORE because, like myself, they either don't do retirement well and it's an opportunity to remain engaged in the business of business. Some do it with a philanthropic bent. They want to give back. Some are actually employed and just looking for a little variety, something else to do, an opportunity to share what they've learned, their experiences, some of their successes, and some of their failures, with the idea of helping someone not step in the same pothole. And so they'll devote a little time to SCORE.
To hear more tips from over 150 advisors, visit ExitCoachRadio.com. Here's your one-minute business succession and exit planning tip of the day with Bill Black, the Exit Coach.
We've been talking with SCORE mentors about some of the most common questions they get from small business owners, and one of them is, should I go out and incorporate or form an LLC? Here's Alyssa Warrens with her suggestions.
I will say this is the number one question I get asked by clients at SCORE. They both protect your personal assets from liability, and they both allow for something called pass-through taxation. So in other words, you don't have to file a separate tax return for your corporation. The difference between an S-Corp and an LLC, though, is that one is much more formal than the other. If you form an S-Corp, you have to have a board of directors, you have to have shareholders and an annual shareholders meeting, you have to have books and records of the corporation, minutes, shares, all that stuff. If you form an LLC, on the other hand, you're not legally required to have any of that. You just need members and an organizing agreement, and you're off and running.
To hear more tips from over 150 advisors, visit ExitCoachRadio.com. Here's your one-minute business succession and exit planning tip of the day with Bill Black, the Exit Coach.
What's the right time horizon for your business plan? Here's SCORE mentor Carl Woodard.
A lot of people think that if they're not making it within that 90 days that you mentioned, then they need to close up shop and leave. They don't realize that the cash flow doesn't come in from day one. And so that's all part of the planning process. I would say when you're putting together a plan, it should be for a fiscal year, 1 year period. And then do your financial projections for at least another year or two, especially if you're going to go borrow money for your business, because the financial folks and the people that want to loan the money to you will want to know what you're thinking about after that first year. So I would say at least cover 3 year horizon, but pay special attention to that first year that you're in business. And of course, you're always adjusting it. If you're a little behind or a little ahead of your schedule, then you can adjust your current year to make it more realistic.
To hear more tips from over 150 advisors, visit ExitCoachRadio.com. Here's your one-minute business succession and exit planning tip of the day with Bill Black, the Exit Coach.
We've got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Where do we focus? We asked expert Jerome Chiaro for his advice.
Well, the good news is especially as a small business, you don't need to be on every single platform at the same time. You know, leave that to the corporations that are trying to hit every single element they can. What I usually teach is, Facebook is the largest social media platform for consumers, for B2B, for everything. So that, from a statistics point of view, they own about 34% of the social media market as far as traffic goes. The next biggest one is Twitter, which only owns 4%. So it goes from 34 to 4% and then down to LinkedIn, which is 1%. So, I mean, they have 34 times the amount of traffic as LinkedIn. So if you're going to pick one, you actually as a small business can just use Facebook. That's all you need.
To hear more tips from over 150 advisors, visit ExitCoachRadio.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.